Hello.
Hi, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
76306.
76306. Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Margaret Rodriguez. Are you with Lifestyle Vibe?
Well, let me see. Well, no, ma'am. This is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. So I would have to get the information located first in order to see exactly what you are being charged for.
Okay.
And so let me get it pulled up here really quickly. And I didn't see your name come up with that zip code. Do you know if that information would be under a different name?
I really don't have any idea, but I can give you my zip code again if you need that.
Okay. And so if it's under a different name, maybe of someone else in your household, could you tell me what that would be?
I really don't know. The reason why I was contacting is because a company called Lifestyle Vibe put a charge on my account, and I'm 70. I live on Social Security. I did not place any order with them. I don't know why they did that.
Okay.
So, therefore, I'm trying to get a hold of them for them to take that charge off of me. I didn't order anything from them.
Okay. Well, what about... would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Let me see. Okay, the last four numbers are 2771.
Thank you. And could you repeat your first and last name for me?
Margaret Rodriguez.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
It's 1024 Harlan Avenue.
Thank you. And let me see here. So I do see here, looks like you were charged for... it was the Bytub app. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win a Makia tool set in a raffle.
That was the only thing I was trying to do. I clicked on that. I did. But I haven't requested to sign up for any programs with them. I would know better. I don't have enough money to do that. That's why I'm calling today. I don't have the money for that. My bank is charging me $35 non-sufficient funds because there wasn't enough money in there for that, which I already knew that. And I don't understand why they're trying to bill me for this.
Well, I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
I don't even have $20 in my account, and clearly now it's even less because I've been charged $59.89 plus $35. I don't understand what's going on with this company that they do things like this.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and get that canceled for you. As far as a refund, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for the Bytub app and that you'd entered in a raffle for a chance to win the Makia tool set. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund that is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
I don't know if that's going to help or not. I mean, they've already put the non-sufficient funds charges on me.
We wouldn't be able to refund the bank charge. We can only refund what we've charged.
Okay, if you could do that, that would be awesome. Because like I said, I live on Social Security. I wasn't trying to sign up for this. I don't know how that came about.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and do that refund for you. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.